Unit 4, page 38, exercise 4.
Many people, one mind. The craziness of crowds. Psychologist Dave Walker has studied groups and crowds for years. In this interview, he talks about how they behave and sometimes misbehave. Why do people like to be part of the crowd?
You know the saying, birds of a feather flock together? Well, we usually get together with a crowd of people when we have the same interests or share the same passion for something. It's usually a good feeling because being in a big group can make you feel stronger and more confident.
Do people behave differently when they're in a crowd?
Sometimes, yes. We've all seen images of groups of screaming fans, for example. Maybe you aren't the kind of person who normally screams. But when there are 5,000 or even 50,000 people together, emotions can spread quickly. People who are usually quiet can become very noisy. Sometimes, when we're in a big group, we don't think. We copy instead. But it isn't always a good idea to follow the crowd. If 1,000 people around you do something silly, do you do it too?
Is this a new thing?
Not at all. In Roman times, some of the gladiators had fans who really adored them. And in the 19th century, admirers of pianist Franz Liszt became very emotional at his concerts. People sometimes called it Liszt fever because it almost seemed like an illness. In a crowd, excitement can be contagious. Experts call this collective behavior.
Does this explain antisocial behavior too?
Yes, bad behavior can also be contagious. If one person in a crowd shouts something horrible, for example, then others might think it's okay to do the same. Sometimes people can become impolite and irresponsible when they know that they can hide in a crowd.
Has social media changed the way that groups behave?
Yes. Because now anyone can start a group. There are online communities with millions of followers around the world. It's great, because we have instant contact with people who share our interests. Now you can be part of a crowd without leaving your room.
And do people in social media groups also behave badly?
Unfortunately, yes. When people are part of an online group, they can misbehave in the same way as any crowd. So people copy the bad behavior of other people in the group, and they often hide their identities because it's so easy to do. It's a pity.